Okay, once again, let's take our seat. Doing this with intentionality. That intention to stay awake and alert, attentive and collected. And just before we start, let me just remind you that the heart of this practice is kindness. The heart of this practice is friendliness and compassion. These are the key qualities that we bring to the practice in the way that we hold our minds. The way that we hold our attention when there is little friendliness and little compassion, little kindness, there's often a great deal of agitation. The mind is agitated, disrupted. And even if there is thoughts following thoughts, and there is agitation and fear and anxiety and all of the kind of negative emotions that we can experience, we can still approach them with kindness. That gentle turning towards that I've given you in the instructions in itself is calming and quieting. Allowing us to be with, but being without the agitation, the fear, the resentment, whatever the emotion is, by not reacting to it. And in that turning towards wherever our minds are pulled, in that full acknowledgement of where our minds have wandered, where they've gone, whether it be on your walking path or as now, and sitting. This is the most basic, most fundamental act of kindness that you can bring to your experience. When we're not turning away, we're turning towards. We are acting and we're not reacting. So as we sit in this intentional posture, even this is a fundamental act of kindness. As we become aware of our breath arising and falling, we don't again bring harshness into it, we don't bring some desperate clinging to the breath. We hold it in a gentle observation that is redolent with kindness and friendliness. Curiosity even, and interest. Letting our minds rest on the movement of the breath, not desperately holding on to it. Letting that observation occur at your chosen spot. You might like to experiment if you've used one particular place of observing the breath, whether it be the nostrils or the throat, the chest or the movement of the abdomen. Just finding where you experience the breath most vividly and letting your mind settle there. without introducing harshness or strain or any violence. If we let it rest there for as long as possible. And minds being what minds are, they will be pulled out by something which seems more interesting, seems more important. And we'll often notice this by just suddenly becoming aware that we're caught up with something, that we're no longer with the breath at our chosen spot. And then when that awareness comes upon us, actually our mindfulness is re-established. Just simply by being aware that we're not with the breath, our mindfulness has returned. And so we mindfully, with awareness, turn towards in acknowledgement where our minds have gone. And befriend what is there in that acknowledgement before leading ourselves gently back to the breath. Just observing its rise and fall, not controlling. Letting go of control, just being with this present moment experience of this breath, and this breath, and this breath. And returning ourselves as many times as we have to, even in the course of a fairly short sitting like this. Knowing where your mind is. Not to chastise yourself or to beat yourself up, but just to know, is my mind with the breath or is it somewhere else? If it's elsewhere, to acknowledge it, to approach it with friendliness, before gently leading yourself back to the breath.